This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, Alhamdulillah, in the morning, I discuss in detail the main tools of Islamic finance, and then I explain also the main three schools in the modern economics. And then I explain also in detail that Islamic economics is actually offshoot of new classical economy. That explain, and I explain actually the similarity. So let me summarize actually what is the main problem in new classical economy. The first thing I mention is that what they believe is that the wants of the human being are unlimited, infinite wants. Second thing is what they believe is that the resources are scarce, resources are limited. What they believe, since their wants are unlimited and resources are limited, then basically what they need now is the work of allocation, how to allocate. That I mentioned that, in another words, economic is the study of choice and decision making in a world with limited resources. When they make the choices in new classical economy, how you choose one want over the other, how you prefer, the way is your own desire, you are to prefer. That's what they say, every individual is the best judge of his own welfare. Then what happens is, once they decide this, then what is the purpose of basic consumption, when you buy something, and what is the purpose of production? So the purpose of consumption is to maximize the utility. And the purpose of production is to maximize the profit. The meaning is to accumulate the wealth. So that's the main thing. What happens is, for this purpose, to maximize your profit and to maximize your utility, they have got the institution of market. The market is the best institution actually to help this goal, that people can maximize their utility, they can maximize their profit. Market is the institution. And market works according to their understanding and the system on the base of demand and supply. Once they get this demand supply, then it becomes easier for them to control the whole economy. The whole market and then whole economy, they can control that. Now, once you get this new classical economy in the society, certainly you usually can see and it will be happening. What will happen is the society will have a competition. The competition of what? The competition in consumption. So, everybody wants to, for example, if I buy a car, you want to buy a car better than me. If I want to have a house, you want to have a house better than me. So it's a very big competition in consumption. This society, basically, this whole economy, they develop the spirit of competition. But competition of what? In consumption. It could be that you don't need something. But since my neighbor has got something like that, I must have. So you can see very often, people buy things not because they need it. They buy it, why? Because somebody else has. So this competition and consumption happen. Then second thing is, also when you want actually the whole purpose to maximize your profit, then competition also is, in accumulation of the wealth. I want to become wealthier than you. Everybody wants, if I have this money in my account, you want to have more than me. So everybody wants to richer and richer. Tell me really, when this will happen, this competition rivalry will come in the society, what will create? It certainly will create many of those things. Islam has come to remove them from the heart of the mankind. It will basically create the competition in this world, not for akhirah, for this world. Because consumption and accumulation of the wealth, they are worldly matter. So the whole focus will be this world, while Islam has come for the hereafter. Islam teaches you zuhd, and what this economy is teaching actually is, no, interest of the world, love of the world. You love the world. When this competition happens, jealousy will happen. Because I don't want you to be richer than me. I don't want you have to car better than me. And actually people fight for their purpose, people kill each other for their purpose. This rivalry will happen. When rivalry will come, jealousy will come. Jealousy will come, hatred will come. Greed will come. These are the illness which actually are result which can everybody see because of this new classical economy. Everybody can see, it's not hidden. And that what Quran says, Al-Haqmu Takathur Hatta Zurtumul Maqabir. This takathur is basically a result of this whole thing.